Dr. Karen Lozano, first UTRGV inductee to National Academy of Engineering. Being elected to the NAE is among the highest professional distinctions accorded an engineer, as it has more than 2,000 peer-elected members and international members, senior professionals in business, academia and government who are among the world's most accomplished in the field. This year, NAE has selected only 106 new members and 18 international members, bringing their U.S. membership to 2,420 and 319 international members. The organization aims to provide leadership and expertise for projects focused on the relationships between engineering, technology and quality of life. Lozano is one of just 48 living members of NAE within the UT system, and only the seventh woman from the UT system in the academy. Cuppage praised Lozano's efforts to draw Latina students to a male-dominated field. She is an inspiration and a role model to all students, but particularly female and Latina students, he said. Lozano said being a female in the engineering industry was challenging, but it pushed her to accomplish more. Being a female mechanical engineer, I couldn't find a job. It was very hard to do anything, and that's why I studied for a master's and a PhD, she said. Now, being included in the NAE, it's just a tremendous honor, and an opportunity to showcase what is possible for my students. I see this as a gift to my students, so they can see firsthand what is possible for them when they strive and fight for their dreams, she said. Lozano, along with her fellow, newly elected engineers, will be formally inducted into the NAE during the annual meeting on October 1st. At UTRGV, Engineers Week kicked off Friday, February 17th. Lozano will be honored at the Engineering Week celebration luncheon on Friday, February 24.